Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We're doing the chapter Babu Istihbab Ziyarat al-Quburi lil-Rijali wa ma yaquluhu al-Zair. The chapter on the preferability of men visiting the Qabrustan, the graves, and what a visitor should recite. Visitor here means a person that is visiting the Qabrustan. What du'as he should read. So we explained before, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that I used to prohibit you from visiting the graves, but now visit them. And one of the reasons we explained why was people were new in Islam, and it was close to the era of ignorance. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam feared that they would start revering, they would start going back to the ways of idol worship, of veneration, in other words, venerating those tombs, those great people, or those leaders that had passed away in their sight. So in other words, to prevent all that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam stopped them initially from going to the Qabrustan. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't want them to go to any type of forbidden practices. They left shirk completely. They shouldn't even go back to some flavor or some taste of shirk. So leave it all completely. And when Islam was now established properly, now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was telling them that now you go to Qabrustan, you visit the graves. And then in the hadith it also explains why. Because it reminds us of akhirat. It reminds us of the year after. So today's hadith and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullama kana laylatuha min Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yakhruju min akhir al-layli ila al-baqi'a. Fayaqulu assalamu alaykum dar qawmin mu'minin, wa atakum ma tu'adun, ghadan mu'ajjalun, wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahiqun, اللهم اغفر لأهل بقيع الغرقد رواه مسلم عن بريدة رضي الله عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمهم إذا خرجوا إلى المقابر أن يقول قائلهم السلام عليكم أهل الديار من المؤمنين والمسلمين وإنا إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون أسأل الله لنا ولكم العافية رواه مسلم. We'll translate this both hadith. And then we'll give a small explanation. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that whenever it was her turn, would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would go to Al-Baqi. Al-Baqiya referring to Jannatul Baqi. In Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would go to Jannatul Baqi in the last part of the night, and he would say to them, Assalamu alaykum dar qawmi mu'mineen, peace be upon you, O abode of the believers. What a nice way of addressing them. Oh, in Urdu they say, Mu'mino ka abadi. Here they say, O abode of the believers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, peace be upon you, O abode of the believers. That which you were promised for tomorrow has come to you. If Allah ta'ala wills, we will join you. Wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahiqun. If Allah ta'ala wills, we will join you. O Allah, forgive the dwellers of Baqi al-Gharqad. Al-Gharqad in Arabic refers to a thorny tree. In those days, there would be thorny trees that were in the Qabrustan. Before we go there, Baqi'ul Gharqad is that same famous, there's no different Qabrustan, is that same famous Qabrustan in Madinatul Munawwara, Baqi'ul Gharqad. One thing that we take from here is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would frequent it so much that even in the last part of the night when he would spend with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, he would go to the Qabrustan. There's one more point that ulama take out from this hadith, which also has it in the next hadith. Hazrat Buraydah radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them that when they went to the Qabrustan, they should say, Assalamu alaykum ahla diyari minal mu'mineen wal muslimin, wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahiqoon, as'alullahu lana walakumul afiyah, as'alullaha lana walakumul afiyah. O inhabitants of the abode of the believers and Muslims, if Allah wills, we will join you. I ask Allah for well-being for us and for you. What a beautiful dua. That I ask Allah Ta'ala for well-being for us and for you. Ulama explained that why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahiqoon. Insha'Allah are words that are normally used for something that is ghair yaqeeni. We don't say that qiyamah will take place, insha'Allah. That's something that yaqeen, qiyamah will happen. We won't say there is Jannat, insha'Allah, there is Jahannam, insha'Allah. Like that, maut is something that is yaqeeni. It's something that will definitely happen. Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, wa inna insha'Allah bikum lahiqoon? Allah willing, we will join you. Ulama explain is because although maut is yaqeeni, dying on maut is not yaqeeni. Nobody has yaqeen that we're going to die on maut. And the only way we can join those abode of the believers is if we die on iman. There's no yaqeen, there's no confirmation that we don't have yaqeen. We don't have any type of confirmation that definitely we are going to die on iman. So therefore, even in the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us that as far as iman is concerned, have hope. Don't have any type of guarantee, because there's no guarantee as far as iman is concerned. Allah Ta'ala make it such that we keep that in front of us so that we don't go off the course. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.